Welcome to the Medical Intuitive Miracle Show with Kimberly Meredith. Get ready for a live hour of powerful healing miracles. She's a world-renowned medical intuitive, trans-channel, psychic surgeon, and spiritual teacher. Relax and breathe in. You are now entering the fifth dimension. When calling, please do not mention any personal medical details or conditions. Kimberly will use her medical mediumship abilities to remotely detect your medical situation and connect you to your loved ones on the other side. Please call in at 888-627-6008 and be a part of the show.
Welcome to the Medical Intuitive Miracle Show tonight. I'm Kimberly Meredith, your host. And we're just really excited about having a super cool show tonight. This is our New Year's show, so happy New Year's, kicking it off with positive energy. I know a lot's going on in the world right now, and there's a lot to be grateful for. So I want to start the show out with a really beautiful healing prayer. So let's just take a deep breath and send loving energy out to the world, to your friends, to your family, to your loved ones. And this is from my book, Awakening to the Fifth Dimension, Discovering the Soul's Path to Healing. Let's just take a deep breath because we're going to be in for a big treat tonight. We have a best-selling author here, and I'm going to bring her out in a minute. But to start off, let's do this prayer. But we're going to be in the fifth dimension for a full hour. We're going to be taking your calls in the second half. And for right now, let's go into the fifth dimension and put your hand over your heart. And here we go. Dear Holy One, thank you for this beautiful day, and thank you for the days to come. Thank you for the healing that you give us every day. Thank you for our friends and our family, for all the beautiful creation that you have honored us with. Thank you for the love. Thank you for our lives. Thank you for the positive energy, the overflowing, abundant energy that you're giving us for healing people, for experiencing this higher dimensional frequency, for the daily life that you give us. Thank you for the health that you're healing us. Thank you for the wonderful love, the expansion, and also the compassion and the empathy that you give us. We honor the love that you give us, the angels that are around us, the strength every day that you show up for us. We feel God. You let no danger come around us. Whatever we face, you give us strength. Whatever task we can overcome today and every day, let no trial overcome our hearts. Put protection around our family and our friends, and let us see the miracles, and let us witness this energy that comes through us and around us. We know it is our higher loving God. Amen. Thank you for being with us. We are so excited. We really are. We are really excited to bring this best-selling author of a book called Moxie. She's a hospice chaplain. Moxie is a book called, it's about her work as a chaplain, A Journey Through Grief. It's the founder of SDO Sacred Work. Her name is Chaplain Candy Werman. And I'm going to let her explain a lot about herself when she comes out, but she works helping people to overcome grief, connects the many layers and threads within the tapestry of their lives. She is a second-generation Holocaust survivor. Candy knows the exclusive complexities of the imprints that affect our families through the course of grief. And I know grief very well, losing my family at a young age. So I was really interested in having her on the show tonight. And she also had experienced her own childhood losses. She embraces her pain, and she discovered the sacred journey and the spiritual connection through transformation and had innovative programs. So her website is sacredworkwithcandy.com. So let's bring Chaplain Candy Werman here now.
Hi, Kimberly. It's so good to be here.
Thank you for being here with us tonight. And I know we have a lot of listeners. I know they're excited about talking to you. And is this your first book?
This is my first book. It is.
Oh, great. That's wonderful. That's wonderful. That's so amazing. Where is your first, where is it at that people can get it?
You can pretty much order it everywhere. It is on Amazon, Barnes & Noble. You can get it at your favorite bookstore, local bookstore.
Yeah, and tell us a little bit about it. Oh, that's great. Tell us a little bit about it. Like how, what made you want to write the book? It's an interesting title. And so tell us a little bit about your book. Why is it called Moxie?
So I never really wanted to write a book, Kimberly, to be truthful. It was quite a surprise, really a divine energy that really came. Moxie was one of my mom's favorite words. And when she died, we played Scrabble all my life. And she always played the word Moxie. I never knew what to do with the X. She always played the word Moxie, and she'd say, you've got Moxie.
Yeah.
And fast forward when she died, I inherited her Scrabble board. And 2 months after she died, I invited a friend over to play Scrabble. And I was surprised I even wanted to play a game amidst my grief. And I played the word Moxie that night, and I was shocked. I was shocked and yet giggled with excitement because I felt like my mom was right there. But I even said, really, Mom? In my living room? Why now? I've never played the word before. And what I really heard, Kimberly, is I'm with you.
Right.
I'm right here. And you're going to be okay. And it was only a bit later as I began to, I knew I was going to grieve. I had worked with death and dying and grief and loss for many, many years. And I knew I would grieve, but I didn't know what that was going to be like in this realm. My dad had died 23 years before.
Uh-huh.
And I began to ask some rabbis, do you know of a book that would help me with the spiritual transformation that I knew I was going to go through? And I kept hearing, no, no. And then I asked one rabbi and she said, no, but if somebody wrote it, I'd buy it. And something came alive inside of me.
Cute. Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, it was a spark that I had no idea, and that energy kept growing, and I began to write.
Right. That's so cool. And I was wondering, you know, because I'm half Jewish, I know the word chutzpah, but I never heard the word moxie. So I like that. I like that a lot.
I don't think it's particularly a Jewish word. It just happens to be.
Yeah,
yeah. But chutzpah definitely is. Yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
It's fun.
Yeah. What will someone learn from reading your book? Like what, let's dive into who Chaplain Candy Worman is. Tell us something about you and what a person would learn from reading your book.
Well, being a longtime hospice chaplain, I've been with so many at that darkest time.
Yeah.
And so many, not only the patient that I've been with grieve as well when they're dying, someone, but their family is in tremendous grief and often afraid of dying. So in my book, I'm talking about the journey of end of life. Not only maybe it's for an individual, but also for loved ones caring for an ill person who has a terminal diagnosis or just older age and nearing end of life. And how do we talk to them? So someone's going to be able to learn through my experience, both with my professional experience with patients and families, but also my personal experience of how I talk to my mom, asking her, what are your wishes? Right. You know, what do you think happens when you die? You know, I've had people say, I don't know. I have never done it before, you know, and so there's that piece, but then there's also this piece of deep, deep grief that I've wanted people to know that they're not alone and that somebody like me who has been in the world of death and dying and grief and loss and trauma for so many years professionally, I'm not immune. None of us are immune. We will grieve. And that there is a way to process it. And there's a way through it, and there's something to be learned, and also that our pain is purposeful, and it's showing us something.
That's true. Everybody's grief is different. Everybody processes grief different. Everybody has different ways to transform their grief. Do you have any examples you want to share with the audience that you went through with grief? Did you have something that you had overcome with your own grief?
Sure. There are many, many different experiences. When my mom was dying, I knew she was dying. She was nearing end of life. I live in Portland, Oregon, and my mom was in Oklahoma. And I already had that sense that she, deep, deep anticipatory grief. But I just felt myself reverting to a little girl. And I just called out, Mama, Mama, Mama. And it was heart-wrenching to feel it, but it was also liberating to allow myself to feel it. And then after she died, I knew that in some way I'd be able to connect with her, and I would tell her that before she died. And at first, when I first told her that, she said, oh, Candy, I know you believe that, but I don't believe that. And right before she died, I reminded her, don't forget, Mom, you're going to be able to talk to me in some way. And she says, okay, well, if I can, I will. And not too long after she died, I wasn't feeling her presence, and it scared me. And I called out, Mom, Mom, where are you? In this gut-wrenching feeling. And crying, and where are you? And it was so necessary to reach out in that way, just very raw and real. And we often try to shut things down, right? And my encouragement is always, let's let it all come out, even when it's messy.
Right. Yeah, I love that. So as a hospice chaplain, do you work at hospitals at all, or is this just private with your own company?
Well, now I'm private. Now I'm individual, and I'm not attached to a hospice agency. So I worked with agencies for many, many years. And with hospice, we generally go wherever the patient is. So that may be in a home. It might be in a senior community, assisted living, but it could also be in the hospital. You know, often what happens in the world of hospice, people get in pain. And a lot of times it's physical pain, but often it is spiritual pain. And they are inpatient, you know, they're to try to help that pain crisis. And so I have certainly served many patients that have been in the hospital, both through hospice and then my time in the hospital work as well.
Yeah, I worked in hospitals all my life, and so I'm very familiar with the chaplains and that come in and help, and also how I feel they're a lot more helpful than therapists. How they work, it's much different, and very, very helpful towards the end. And I worked in some of the hardest floors you could imagine. I do feel that there's a need for hospice chaplains. Like, so what you do is it's very honorable. And do you want to talk about anything that's really very important to your heart about what you put into the book for people so that they can pick it up? That's something that we didn't get into, like something spiritually meaningful in grief. Tell us
so
more about
things.
Your book.
Yeah,
tell us.
So many things. You know, one of the things that I run into a lot and I strongly believe is that we have a loss, right? And initially, it is the absence. We feel the absence of that person tremendously.
Right.
But what it does is it opens up a portal. It opens up the layers of grief, the multidimensional aspects of grief that we haven't tapped into. And maybe a spouse or, you know, a dear friend or maybe even a parent filled that space for a while. But when they leave this earth, there's an opening. So that opening can be excruciating. And there are the ways, if we allow ourselves to connect with those pieces of earlier loss, then we're able to connect the dots, heal the pieces that can show us the blessings of that relationship. So, for instance,
I love that.
Thank you. I
love that.
I was just going to add on.
Yeah.
I was just going to add on, Kimberly, that we tend to want to just look at them. The whole relationship was great and perfect, and it's very difficult to really acknowledge what worked and what didn't.
Right.
And when we do that, we're able to really see the truth of the relationship.
For our listeners right now, and I really want to be very clear about your work, because I think there's a lot that you do, and I want to just make sure that people get everything about you. Do you want to touch on a few things? You have some programs that you do. And are you still doing those programs?
I am.
Okay, so why don't you talk about one of your programs, the Resolution? Is that one of your programs?
So Resolution, Sacred Conversation.
Why don't we talk about that?
Yeah, thank you.
Is that a program that people sign up for? Is that a class?
It's an in-depth 6-month program. So it's called Resolution, Sacred Conversations and Connections from Diagnosis to Death, Grief, and Beyond. And so I work with individuals and entire families to heal the pieces in their relationship that have been throughout life so that the end of life can be easier and the whole grief experience can be, can change the whole trajectory for that grief experience. And so that's one program. And the other program is I will do a family healing intensive where the whole family can come together for a two-day healing. So if there are conflicts within the family, sometimes secrets, sometimes they can't communicate well. Sometimes it is grief. It often is grief. And we go through a whole series of processes that can begin to open up those lines of communication so that when difficult times happen, they're more apt to be able to walk through it with better communication and harmony.
Right. That's amazing. You offer those programs, and that's super cool. And I just want everybody to know we are taking calls the second half of the show. The number is 888-627-6008. Are you open to taking calls from callers, Candy?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay, great. Great, great. I just want to make sure before I put that out there. I want to talk a little bit before we go to break about a couple more things. You had, you're a second generation Holocaust survivor. Are you okay about talking a little bit about that?
I'm okay with that. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
My dad and my grandparents and my dad and my aunt came over from Germany in 1939. And they were not in concentration camps. They had many of their possessions and money and taken by the Nazi regime, and they came to America. And my dad really didn't talk about it with me. He probably did with my sisters. And yet I know that that was traumatic, and not talking about it, some of that, that's where intergenerational patterns come in, and intergenerational beliefs that we carry forward. What would you like to know, Kimberly?
Well, I do have some family members that were in the Holocaust myself, and I know that there's mm-hmm. a lot of DNA-like energy imprints that mm-hmm. are there. And mm-hmm. even people that have the reincarnation energy frequency of the DNA imprint. And mm-hmm. now what's going on in our world is kind of like, sort of like a reenactment in some cases. So I feel like your work is really important. And that's why I brought up the two programs too. And I think mm-hmm. like, even if people wanted to reach out to you for any kind of trauma would be a great thing to do, because, you know, I think, you know, I'm a psychic medium. So I just get the feeling that your work is just very, very helpful. And in a lot of ways. Why don't we talk about, you say here that what is your feeling about psychedelics? I think that you mentioned that you have interest in psychedelics. Tell us about that for a minute there.
Mm-hmm. Psychedelics open the heart.
Okay.
And I have worked with many who have used psilocybin and uh-huh. worked with them in that preparation. I work with veterans. I am a veteran. And I work with veterans who have had PTSD and who have gone through combat, you know, and had the effect. And to be able to open up, to be able to embrace some of those experiences on the multidimensional energetic levels and to walk through them and let the body and the whole spirit feel the experience. And that may mean that there's some shaking and there's some a lot of crying and there's a lot that goes on. But I think they are tremendous with being able to heal a lot. They open up the space, and it doesn't mean that you don't do inner work. You still have to do your inner work.
Right.
However, there's an easier way, and some of my grief clients have been able to walk into those realms that are so painful much easier.
Right.
And so then it makes it much easier to integrate the life experience that so often because of trauma and we're re-traumatized and we keep pushing it down. And so these are methods that are able to help us integrate our life experience better and heal those wounds, which I call spiritual injuries.
Mm-hmm. So you feel positive about them being
absolutely, I do, and
some,
you know,
sort of a mentality
it.
For certain people if they're looked if they're used with somebody supervising.
I do. I feel like having that presence for the journey is tremendously valuable, and I also feel like it's valuable in the realm of integration because so many different things come up. And it's for me, particularly as a chaplain, we have a very long continuum of a reference point. So for instance, if something tremendously bizarre comes up, well, we may be able to pull on some of those pieces, whether it's theology or, you know, and all those different pieces that say this might be a representation of something, a metaphor for something, and it's tremendously helpful in the realm of processing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I absolutely agree with you. I'm pro psychedelics also if it's used appropriately. And I do work with the veterans. I'm on the board of Heaven and Earth Oasis. I don't know if you know that organization for the vets. Yeah. Mm. So I am so happy you're here, and we're going to take a break and then come back and talk more about you. You're so interesting. We're talking to Chaplain Candy Warman. And everybody, we're going to be back in a few minutes, and we're going to do more of all of this fun stuff and take some calls if there's any calls coming in. So we'll be right back. Thank you for listening to our show.
Hi, I'm Kimberly Meredith, medical intuitive healer and author. My new book is called Awakening to the Fifth Dimension, Discovering the Soul's Path to Healing. This book was channeled through my guides of Christ Light to help you embark on your own journey toward healing through divine miracles. My guides want you to have the information in this book in order to help you heal and improve every aspect of your life, physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual. We achieve this by raising your consciousness into the fifth dimension, where miracles and divine healing happen every day. You'll get nutritional and lifestyle plans and information. All this can be found on my website at thehealingtrilogy.com. The book is being sold everywhere in Kindle, paperback, hardcover, and audiobook. My new book is called Awakening to the Fifth Dimension, Discovering the Soul's Path to Healing. Thank you, and welcome to the fifth dimension.
In today's three-dimensional world, it's easy to get physically and emotionally sick. Raising your consciousness is crucial to healing. Kimberly Meredith has channeled a healing meditation CD that helps you to heal by helping you to elevate your consciousness. People have been healed just by listening to this CD, which lifts you away from third-dimensional pain, worry, and fear, and into the fifth dimensional higher cosmic consciousness, where you can access healing for body and mind as you surrender to the higher self of love and light. For more information, please visit www.thehealingtrilogy.com and click on store. That's www.thehealingtrilogy.com or just Google the Healing Trilogy Meditation Healing CD, and Google will connect you.
Hi, this is Kimberly Meredith. As a spiritual healer, I'm often asked, Kimberly, can I be healed? The answer is, with God, anything is possible, and yes, you can be healed through the power of God. Your friends and family can be healed. Even animals can be healed. Please visit thehealingtrilogy.com to learn more about my process and my services. My office is located in Sherman Oaks. I offer intuitive medical scans and psychic surgery for you and your loved ones. At the Healing Trilogy, we treat adults, children, and animals. We offer medical scans, mediumship counseling, cold laser acupuncture, cold laser therapy, holistic health, nutritional plans, and many other services. We also have meditation CDs, and I Skype around the world on Fridays. Sign up for my newsletter, and you'll receive a free CD. You'll also be informed about my upcoming healing events. Log on to thehealingtrilogy.com. Bless you.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Kimberly Meredith, and you're listening to the Medical Intuitive Miracle Show, and we have special guests, Chaplain Candy Werman, and she has her best-selling book called Moxie, and you can reach her at sacredworkwithcandy.com for all her beautiful programs. And Candy, are you going to go on a book tour, or do you do any book signings?
I am doing a book event here in Portland.
Oh,
the 15th
nice.
Of
oh, great.
February. And we'll see what
is that on your website?
I'll be on some other. I don't think it's
is,
on
is
my
that
website.
On your, okay, okay.
It needs
but
to
if
be.
They want to get if they want to get a hold of you, they can just go to your website and leave you a message to find out how to go to that book signing.
They can. They
okay.
can just reach out
so
to
we,
me. And to note, by the way, that it's Sacred Work with Candy, and Candy's with an I.
Yes, it is.
So it's
and it's right on BB, and it's going to be right on BBS Radio's page, and we are going to take a caller. Okay, we have a caller already that wants to talk to you. And
wonderful.
Her name is Eileen. Eileen, welcome to the show.
Hi, I didn't know I was being called on.
Hi, welcome to the show. Oh, Happy New
you.
Year. Happy New
thank
Year.
Thank you. Happy New Year, too.
Hi,
and what
Eileen.
Can we help you with?
Pardon me?
What can we help you with? What would you like to ask?
I'm just here to support Candy. I don't really have any questions. I'm
well, you could ask us.
And,
go ahead.
I've done healing work with her. She's amazing. And I'm just here to support her.
Okay, well, the
thanks,
show is
Andy.
a call show. Thanks for calling in. If you want to ask us any kind of question, we can answer it for you. Do you have a health question? You want to, anything you'd like to, you know, ask us? You're live on
no,
air.
I'm good. I'm just here listening to Candy. And
okay, because I do have something coming through for you. I do have a family member coming in that wants to talk to you.
Okay.
Go with it, Eileen. Go with it.
So let me just, hello? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I would you want me to tell you who's coming in for you?
Yes.
Okay. So I do have somebody coming in. It's a man. I feel like it's a father or grandfather. Did your father or grandfather cross over?
Yes.
Yeah, so I have like a father here trying to talk to you.
Okay.
And
yeah.
he said to me,
okay,
so he said, sorry, I can't talk over you guys. Let me just finish what he's saying because I hear him coming in. He's saying to me something about like when he was alive, you guys were super close. He's showing me like he's hugging you. I don't know if you can confirm that or not. He's also telling me his passing was hard. Can you confirm that?
Yes, it was hard.
He's telling me something like, I'm wondering if it was cancer, because he's saying something like it was really hard on his immune system. He's also showing me around his neck or above his head, and like the breathing.
He hit a tree and had a, I believe, a mass, and he ended up in a nursing home.
Yeah, he's showing me his head, and he's showing me his throat. Yeah, but he came in super fast for you. He's giving me chills. Let me hear what he's saying. He's saying, he says, I'm with Jesus. You know, I'm with God. I'm with the Holy Spirit. You know, he's not saying like a religion. He's just saying, I'm with God. You know, I made it over there. He's saying something about Eileen. He's saying something about your family. I'm watching over the family. I'm watching over the family for some reason. Do you have a child, a boy, a girl, a boy? Do you have a...
No, I don't have children.
You don't have any other children? You never had children?
No.
No?
Just dogs.
No, yeah. A who? A dog?
Dogs.
Yeah. I can't hear you very well. I'm sorry. Is there any other brothers or sisters? Is there any other brothers or sisters?
Yes.
Okay, that's what he's talking about.
I have
a son.
Brother and sister.
Okay, yeah, he's talking about a son. Sorry, I'm just going to finish this up really fast. He's talking about a son, and the son. Is he having some difficulties?
It would be my sister's son, and I don't know.
Yes. Yeah, so something with that. So he's saying, I'm praying for them. Okay? And that's just like a little mini read. Thank you for letting him come in. Do you want to tell me something about why your dad would want to come in right now? Because his main thing is about this son and also telling you that he's around you. He wanted to make sure you knew he's around you.
Well, that means a lot to me because I have had psychics before, and he always shows up. He's very present.
Yeah, just the way Candy said her mom came, you know, with Moxie. I wasn't expecting your dad to come in so fast, so he just wanted to come in that fast. But like I said, there's an energy around the son of him saying, everything will
unless
work out with the son. What?
Unless it's, could it be my dad's son?
That too. Yes.
My brother.
That's what I was trying to communicate. I asked you if you had a brother. Yes. So they're saying
yes.
Absolutely. We can confirm that. Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling in and supporting the show.
Absolutely.
So,
beautiful, Kimberly.
Thank you. I'm getting a lot of chills. Her dad doesn't want to really leave. He keeps saying something about that accident, but he's saying he's really, really, I mean, when they cross over and go to the afterlife, it's not like we never die. We just keep transcending.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, me being raised half Jewish, you know, they don't think that. It's not what, but also, I, being a psychic medium, I know that we don't die. We keep transcending. So they want to communicate, and they love it when we are happy and when we do the things that, like, oh, well, my dad ate a pastrami sandwich, so I'm going to eat a pastrami and a pickle. And then they love that. You know, we don't have to eat. I mean, that's not good food. But if you do something they like, you stay in the joy and you laugh or you do something silly, they're happier than when we're crying. But, you know, we have feelings. We have to cry. But like you said, we miss the form. And that's when we start the grief. Like, I lost my dad, mm-hmm. and I lost my brother. My brother died at 15. And that kind of spiraled into a disaster. My dad died. Then my mom died. they all died. I lost all my main, family at a young age. And then I had to go off to different people. And what happened was every one of us kids that were left, all like you're saying here, processed grief differently. One sibling, there were three of us left, ended up doing something really bad. One never believed in God again, just became a complete atheist. And one, me, moi, was like, I love God. So, you know, like everybody processes everything completely different. So complete tragedies, as we know, can transform people into different ways. And of course, because I'm a psychic medium, I felt them immediately. But not everybody understands that when you cry, they're over there looking at you going, no, don't do that, you know? What do you feel about that, Chaplain Candy?
I love it, Kimberly, because I'm also a medium.
Yes, I know.
It shows up differently. Yeah.
And no, I know you are.
I communicate with my mom and my dad and my grandmother, and I mentioned these things in the book, and it's so beautiful. And for me, and people have often asked me, is it real? Did I really hear? Was that really them? Does it feel real? You know, and I go, yeah. They say, yeah, it does. It goes, it feels real. It is real. And I've had, you know, visits from hummingbirds, and that's why there's a hummingbird. My mom shows up as a hummingbird. My dad shows up as a white butterfly, and it calls my attention to them to pay attention and to hear whatever they're saying.
Yeah.
So it's beautiful.
Like right when you came on, I saw your dad, and it's so amazing. It's like, and it'd be like you'll walk by your office, and you'll see like a couple quarters on the floor. Those are signs. There's signs in so many places that they will show up, you know, for us. I want to ask you a couple questions if we don't have any callers right now. And please call in. I mean, this is a treat to have you on air. If anybody's listening right now, you know, give us a call. I know some things are going on tonight politically, so people might be glued to the TV. So there's a lot of things happening tonight. So, but the number is, again, 888-627-6008, and we will be having this all over replayed. You have a caller. Okay. I was going to ask you something. Okay. We'll have the caller on right now to talk to Chaplain Candy. Our very special guest. Okay, Dawn, you have a question?
Yes, right.
Thank you. Thank you.
I do, and this is directed to Candy, correct?
Yes.
Sure.
Both of us.
Go ahead.
We're both answering.
Having a little trouble hearing you.
Okay, can you hear me now?
That's better. Thank you.
Okay. I'm Dawn. I'm from California. I'm struggling with some health issues. I've had my father, my stepfather, and my grandmother pass over. Just trying to get something, where my health is headed. I was diagnosed with stage 4 cancer in 21, but it's been in remission, and it's been pretty, you know, pretty manageable. But as the years go ahead, you know, it's a little scary going into, like, 5 years of terminal 4 cancer. So kind of, I'm a nurse. I'm an ICU nurse. I've been an ICU nurse for 30 years. I'm about ready to hang my hat up and just try to enjoy my life.
What's your question, Dawn?
My question is, I can just ask any general question.
Yeah, go ahead and ask. As we'll both answer it. Candy will, and I will also. We'll piggyback on the question.
My health, where it's heading, and the health of my daughters, my three daughters.
Why don't we ask one question about you right now? Thank you.
How about where my health is going in the next year or so?
Kimberly, that's for you.
Okay, you'd rather me. Okay. we can always say a prayer together. Okay, so
absolutely.
Thank you for calling in the Thanks. Show. Thank you for calling in on the show. You know, I see
Who's
that
this?
You...
Is this Kimberly?
This is Kimberly Meredith, yes.
Yeah, well, what I wanted to ask with the medium in the adjacent to your question, calling in, is my grandmother passed this year at 102 years old, and I'm just wondering, I haven't, like, received any confirmation or anything to tell me that she's okay.
Okay, but let's answer your health question, because
okay.
there's one question
okay.
right now, and you're moving
okay.
around different questions, and you just
okay.
talked about
yes.
your fourth-stage cancer.
Yes.
Okay, so you talked about your fourth-stage cancer and how your health is going, right?
I did.
Okay, so I don't know if you're on treatment or not right now, chemo, or I don't know if you're...
I'm on,
are
like,
you taking that?
Immune therapy. Like, it's not... It's, like, targeted immune therapy for, like, Herceptin and Perjeta for this type of breast cancer that...
Okay. So by you retiring from nursing and moving on and just concentrating on your health, the guides are saying that's a really great idea. And so moving forward in 2026, by 2027, I see you being in like good recovery. So maybe this whole next year is about really concentrating on your health.
Okay.
Yeah, so I see that. I feel like you're a bit dehydrated. Where your cancer is it going through your lower back or stomach area?
It's in my, in my right lower hip area.
That's where I see it. Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
I'm dehydrated.
Yeah. So, you know, I do offer 30-minute, I do offer specials from February, 30-minute. I don't need a long time to go through a lot of stuff together to help. So, and you said your mother crossed over?
My grandmother, my paternal grandmother, Ruth.
Okay. Your grandmother is around you, but she feels more like a mother. She's saying, I'm more your mother than your grandmother. So I don't know if she took a very strong role in your life as a grandmother, but she feels like more like a mother. She's like, when you said grandmother, she goes, no. She's like, no, I'm not your grandmother. I'm not your mother. I'm not your grandmother. I'm your mother. And she puts her hand on the right side of your shoulder a lot to comfort you. And do you have any pets? Do you have like a cat or a dog?
I do.
A dog?
I have both.
Okay, yeah.
I have
there's
both.
A dog.
I have a dog.
There's a dog that's actually reincarnated also from another animal around you, and your dog is comforting you to help you heal. And I feel like you are going to be, let me ask the guides.
Okay.
They're telling me that you're focused with your brain. I don't know if you've read my book, Awakening to the Fifth Dimension, but they're saying when you move into the fifth dimension and you stay strong, that you absolutely can have a full remission in healing. Okay?
Okay.
So
okay.
We could say a prayer for you if you'd like.
Please, please do.
Okay. Do you have a prayer you'd like to say from your book?
Just include my three daughters in it as well.
Sure.
I'd
do you have
be
something
happy
from
to say
your
a
book?
Prayer for you.
Okay, great. Do you have something from your book? Do you have those in your book?
I do not.
Oh, okay.
I have various things. I don't have specific prayers that are in my book. I
or
have
any
the
kind
beginning of
affirmation.
How I call in the light, but
I'll offer
a prayer.
Okay, great.
Loving God, we just ask that you would hold Dawn in your light, that you would fill, surround, and protect her and her daughters as she faces this health experience. The challenges she's facing. I ask you to help her to pay attention to what you are trying to tell her so that she can grow and take the next steps for a more fulfilling, pleasurable life and joy with her daughters. May you be by her side as she walks forward, as she retires, and as she goes through every stage of her healing.
Amen. Yes, Lord, thank you. Amen. Amen. Thank you. I appreciate it. God bless you guys.
You're so welcome.
And I see your health being restored. I see you moving forward. I see you being healed. So keep moving forward, and you can always reach out to me or Chaplain Candy if you need us. So we want to see your website again. Sacred Work with Candy.
Sacred Work with Candy.
Yeah.
And Dawn, if I may offer you one piece of all the years that I have worked with cancer patients, is anytime we get an illness, that it really is like God tapping us on the shoulder and saying, excuse me, excuse me, I need you to pay attention right here, right now. So it sounds like you are paying attention to see what's next.
Yeah. Amen.
Yeah, I worked at Cedars. I worked at so many places. I've worked with cancer my whole life, too. And want you to know it's not your fault, because so many things are going on with chemicals and breathing in the air and food we eat. And it's a wake-up call for all of us to understand that we need to change our lifestyle. We need to look at what we're eating. And things can be realigned. And the positive thing is that through meditation, through prayer, and then looking at, hey, we don't need to go in the fear mode. We can take action and we can move forward. And that's what's so exciting right now. So thank you for calling into our show. Thank you for calling.
I appreciate it. God bless.
Awesome. Great. Oh my gosh. It went by so fast. Oh my God. It's so exciting that you're here. I'm so happy that you came on our show tonight. Okay, so we don't want to end yet. We want to have you tell us some things that you're up to. What are you up to next?
Well, on a personal note, I have a grandbaby. We have a grandbaby, and so we're going back and forth to New Mexico. You know, I am working with synagogues, churches, spiritual communities, organizations, and offering a six-week group that the organizations can offer to their members. So that is one thing, healing the heart, soothing the soul, and it begins that journey, and it lets people know that they're not alone, and that their emotions are okay. That it is so hard for so many people to walk through the depth of emotions. It's like a tsunami. I've never been in a tsunami, Kimberly, but it's like it must be like huge thing. Thank God I've never been in a tsunami. But it's, you know, that you know, we really have to dive into the depths of these emotions in order to walk through them. It's messy, it's uncomfortable, but we come out on the other side in a whole different way and clear the path to be able to have those communications with our loved ones from the other side, and to feel that presence and to feel that comfort and to still remain connected to them. And it's profound. And it is near and dear to my heart. Grief does not have to be so scary. It is painful, and there are oodles and oodles of emotions. But it's when we walk through them to be on the other side, it's tremendous. And it broadens us and helps us grow spiritually to know the divine presence, whoever that is, name or no name. And I will just say one other thing, that when Moxie began, it was all about following this energy that was going to help me through grief. I didn't know beyond that. And as it grew, it's become this relentless divine partner with me of you know, nudging me along, just like my mom in a lot of ways. It was, you know, just that energy. And so to tap into that energy that can empower us to go through the multi-layers of our own spiritual transformation, and the grief is a part of that, is profound, and it is life-changing.
Right. That's beautiful, what can come out on the other side of something super sad and something beautiful, like a lotus flower.
Yeah.
Comes from,
you know,
from
I
that.
Never would have imagined. I never would have imagined that I could feel the way I do today in the midst.
Yeah.
And we don't know that in the midst of the pain.
Yeah, we don't know. Yeah, we don't know. Is there something you want to tell everybody before we leave the show tonight? Some words of inspiration to people listening tonight?
I would love to let people know that grief is the most complex, confusing, misunderstood, and often ignored experience. And it is doable. It is possible to walk through and go through all the layers. It is not a linear experience. It is quite zigzag up and down and tapping into different layers. But truly, the reward is phenomenal. Today is my mom's birthday, and she would have been 99. And I thought when I got asked to be on your show and it was this date, I was like, I knew that that was perfect.
She's a Capricorn.
So she is. She's a Capricorn.
And I love January. Yeah, Capricorn.
It's just, you know, my mom died January 18, 2018, and it was such a perfect date because 18 is a special Jewish number. It means life, the Hebrew word chai in Judaism, and so that 18 was perfect. Yeah, of course I missed her. Of course I was sad, and yet I knew that it was in God's.
Well, thank you for being on our show tonight. Everybody, we're just going to shout out one more time. Tell everybody your website.
SacredWorkWithCandy, candieswithani.com.
And you're also on Instagram. You're also on Instagram, and you're also on Facebook and TikTok.
I am.
And it's the same handle, right?
So on Instagram, YouTube, and I do have a Sacred Work with Candy page on Facebook, but also you can find me under Chaplain Candy Worman.
We're really happy you came on our show tonight. And everybody, if you want to reach out to me, it's thehealingtrilogy.com, and we're having a special class just next Saturday on healing with communication with animals and people. It's a big New Year's healing class, and all our other classes are at thehealingtrilogy.com. And I'd love some time for you to come back on air with us. And I had a great time with you here tonight. And everybody pick up Moxie, the best-selling book Moxie, everyone. And have a happy, happy New Year, Candy. Thank you for coming on, and God bless everybody.
Thank you so much. Blessing
thank you. We love you.
You.
Thank you, everyone.